Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll talk with Kathy Ryder, a pet bereavement group facilitator who's been holding meetings at the shelter for many years. We'll also delve into part two of our smartphone apps conversation, where we'll talk about apps that make life better, safer, and more fun for you and your pet. Also, you'll get to hear about the Family Halloween Adopt-a-thon, a four-day event coming up at the shelter. And finally, we'll talk about Roscoe, who is our featured pet of the week. And before we welcome Kathy, our special guest, also got to welcome back Kristen. Hey.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yeah, we talked about it before we started the show. You've got competition for the co-host, or shall I say, I have competition, perhaps.
That's right. She's going to oust one of us.
I'm telling you. In case you missed last edition of the podcast, check it out. A great conversation that we had there. But another one coming up today with Kathy Ryder and talking pet bereavement. And Kathy, welcome to the podcast. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I so look forward to being here today.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting topic, pet bereavement. I mean, that's not something maybe somebody hears every day. What is pet bereavement counseling? I mean, is it something new? Has it been around for a while? Or
no. I am a pioneer in the field of pet
wow.
loss and have been helping people who are anticipating or actually grieving the loss of their companion animals for almost 30 years.
Wow. So kind of a new field, I guess. How did you get involved in pet bereavement? I mean, obviously there's a story there.
Well, it's an interesting one. 31 years ago, I was helping to get the hospice movement established in the United States.
Oh, cool.
And was facilitating support groups for widow and widowers. When one of my two 10-year-old cats was diagnosed with a terminal illness on Valentine's Day and given just a couple months to live, I was shocked. With my support system and experience, I needed help, and I couldn't find any. There were no support groups. There were no pet loss therapists, no internet. There was one book.
Mm-hmm.
And the book couldn't give me the answers. So when the 30th person came up to me, ashamed and embarrassed that they had come not because they'd lost a spouse, but a companion animal, I made a bargain with the universe. I will do whatever it takes to start the first pet loss support group. Do it as a volunteer forever. Just don't let Prince die.
All right.
I can't tell you how many countless animal organizations I went to who thought I was certifiable.
Right.
Finally, the Fairfax County Animal Shelter gave me a chance. They endorsed a pilot program of 6 monthly meetings to see how many people would come.
Right.
We were shocked. Over 1,000 people came.
Oh my gosh.
Driving from as far as Pennsylvania, Richmond, and West Virginia.
It sounds like a topic that is needed, a group, a service that's needed, but as you're describing, not one that is readily thought about or perceived to be important. I mean, after all, they're just animals. And you can tell I'm being a little sarcastic, hopefully.
Society is still not up to speed that it's normal to grieve the loss of a companion animal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been my mission, to increase public awareness that it's legitimate grief.
Yeah.
I called Kathy about a week ago and said, we need to get the word out about your pet loss support group, because people come to the shelter regularly after they've lost a pet just because they want to see a face that cares.
Yeah.
We don't even know them, but they come to us because they know that we understand the importance of pets in people's lives.
Yeah. Well, I've lost a couple of pets in my life, and it's amazing, you know, when you get to that point, you think it's not going to affect you like it does, and you know I'm sitting there bawling and everything, and it's amazing what the animals do in our lives. So you talk about this meeting. You guys were surprised at the number of people, but now you're holding group meetings both in Fairfax County and Alexandria once a month. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. What kind of things go on at these meetings, these groups?
Well, the people that attend the meetings are assured total confidentiality in a non-judgmental and safe place where they can honestly share their stories mm-hmm. and their innermost and deepest feelings. And the participants support one another, they network, they exchange phone numbers, and they validate that it's normal to grieve the loss of a companion animal. And mm-hmm. any questions and concerns are addressed at those meetings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it just people that have recently lost a pet that attend the meeting?
No. You'll always have a variety of people, the ones, of course, that have just recently experienced the loss. But then you have the people that are processing their grief that try to come every month up until that first year anniversary. Then you have the people that will come back years later, almost in honor of their deceased pet, to share their stories and to offer encouragement to the newly bereaved.
Interesting. It sounds like an area that we're learning more about, the importance of pets in our families, animals in our families. As we learn more about this and our animals become more and more true members of our family, are there things that we can do to show people who've lost a pet that we understand the seriousness of the loss?
The best thing that we can do is to treat these people as if it were a human loss. Mm-hmm. Do the same things you would. Mm. Send a sympathy card, flowers. Ask if you can bring food. Be with them, just to listen, to participate in possibly their funeral or their celebration of life service. Don't forget them, and don't trivialize the loss.
Okay, interesting. Is there anything, we're getting close to the end of our little conversation here on this part of the podcast. Is there anything else about the pet bereavement or the pet bereavement groups that you want folks to know about that I haven't asked you about?
I want them to know that the individuals who are coming to these meetings are having a more difficult time losing their animal than any human for a couple reasons. Society still doesn't say that it's okay. And you've got the religious aspect. A lot of structured religions don't acknowledge that animals have souls. So they feel like their animal is not going to end up where they are.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
And so it's a very different grief. And I'd say that the main thing is it's the unconditional love. Our human relationships have conditions and animals don't.
Yeah. My dogs are always happy to see me. Wife, not so much. No.
You've done so much to help people at the shelter, and I think that the groundbreaking that you did in 20 years will just be regular. You know, there'll be groups all over because we're seeing more and more that pets are being recognized as family, and they are, thanks to people like you, they are having a place of importance, just like people do. So thank you.
Well, we mentioned the group, so I'd be remiss if I didn't get you to talk a little bit more about. Is there a certain specific time or specific day of the month?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the groups and when they meet.
The third Wednesday of every month, the group is at the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And the starting time is 7:30. But in January, we're going to be starting a half hour early at 7.
Okay, 7
p.m. To make
sure
we have enough time for everybody.
Okay. And if folks want to learn more about maybe supporting the group, or if they're in the unfortunate situation of expecting a pet to pass on or have just experienced a loss, how do they get more information? How do they reach out? How do they get involved?
They can always call the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And
the information on the classes is on the shelter calendar. So you can look for that. It's the third Wednesday of every month. Up until January, it'll be at 7:30. And after January, they'll start at 7 p.m.
Okay. Final thought, final word, anything else about pet bereavement and its importance?
If people would just give pet bereavement the same respect that they do human loss, I'd feel happy.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Kathy Ryder is with us talking about pet bereavement and the pet bereavement group with the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And still more time on the podcast, Kristen, and a popular segment, I guess. We're going to do part deux, smartphone apps for pet owners.
There's new ones emerging every day. Yeah. So we thought there was definitely a need for a second part of our smartphone app segment.
Okay. I think you're a smartphone person, and you're an animal person, and obviously an app person as well. So have you got some favorites that you've kind of found out?
I recently found one that I really need, which is called the Spending on My Dog app. And this is great for people who go to the pet store and just fill their cart up. Mm-hmm. It tracks your spending for both fun purchases like dog bones and treats and veterinary bills. And it helps you plan. The animals need to go to the vet once a year minimum for wellness checks, and that can be several hundred dollars. So it helps mm-hmm. you plan out your finances so you can make sure your pet is getting the care that it needs. Mm. Another one that's more fun is the Dog Park Finder app, and this is by Dogster. Okay. This helps people find dog parks wherever they are. It can be really hard when you're on the road or in a new town, new city, and don't know where to take your dog. And so this helps people find beaches, parks, and other locations that are dog-friendly.
Interesting. All right.
Another one that is very necessary for many of our adopters is Puppy House Training, and this is an iPhone app.
Okay, I got to hear this one.
Well, probably if there's anything new dog and puppy adopters struggle with, it's house training. When animals come from the shelter in particular, they often have to be re-house trained. Mm-hmm. So this helps you schedule those potty breaks so you don't get so caught up on your iPhone that you forget to let your dog out to go to the bathroom.
Gotcha.
And it gives you tips. So when you feel like you're most frustrated, you can just click a button and you'll get a tip that'll make you feel a little better about the potty training process.
Okay.
One more that I want to mention today is the Dog Whistler app. Okay. This is for iPhone and Android. This is a really cool app because it emits a whistling sound, and you can tailor that sound to which frequency your dog responds to the best. I don't know how to whistle,
I could never do the, putting your fingers in your mouth, making that high, shrill whistle.
This is for us.
Yeah, okay.
And so it helps you figure out which one gets your dog's attention, and then there's an emergency whistle, which they claim will get any dog's attention in any situation. So for emergencies, that might be a good one.
Right.
And then I don't want to leave the cats out.
Okay.
We found the coolest cat apps. These are actually for iPads, though. There's one called Games for Cats and one called Paint for Cats.
Basically, the cats are going to play on the iPad.
They do, and they really do it. It's hilarious. It's kind of like a little laser beam. And so they chase it around the iPad screen. But the Paint for Cats is especially funny because while they're doing this, they're actually creating a digital painting, which you can then print out and, turn your kitty into a Picasso kitty.
Yeah, set up a website for the cat's art and sell it, and who knows?
Right. The possibilities are endless.
They truly are. They truly are. Where do you find these things? You just kind of search around, or you hear about them?
We do hear about them, and when we did the first segment, I got a lot of feedback from people saying, well, you didn't mention this app. So
So
this segment actually emerged out of all the feedback we got about the ones we mentioned in the first one, but they're easy to find. You can simply Google things like iPhone apps for dogs, and you'll get a whole list.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and of course, if you're listening to the podcast right now, maybe you've got a favorite app for your dog or cat. That you haven't heard in the first this issue, this show, or the previous one. Of course, we're always welcome to hear the feedback and get smartphone apps for part three.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, okay. Before we run out of time, upcoming event, Halloween season, of course, and we've got the Family Halloween Adopt-a-thon. What's that about?
Well, it's my single favorite event of the year, but it's also the best deals on adoption fees you're going to get all year. We'll have a full house with 25 to 30 available dogs, 40 or more cats and kittens, and countless small animals like guinea pigs, bunnies, and hamsters. And all adoption fees will be half off. Great deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even better, adoption fees for any animal that's orange and or black will be fee waived, totally free.
Okay.
And we have lots of orange and black animals in the shelter.
Okay.
So
orange and black, or orange or black, or just black, or
we're
just
pretty
orange.
Liberal.
Yeah. It looks pretty close to orange.
If you can find some orange or black, we'll generally fee waive the adoption.
All right. And when is this going on?
This is going on Thursday, October 30th through Sunday, November 2nd. It's a four-day event, and we're open on a Sunday, which we are not regularly. And even if you're not in the market for a new pet, we're going to have lots of family fun. This is a great time to just come and see the shelter. We'll have hands-on interactions with guinea pigs and bunnies, and we'll let the young ones give treats to our bunnies and guinea pigs, as well as our dogs. So there will be little treat bags, and we'll also have treats for kids and families, too.
Cool. Okay. Before we run out of time, got to do our featured pet of the week, and it's Roscoe.
Roscoe.
Love the name.
Roscoe was surrendered by his owner, who came in looking very fatigued and said that she was just simply too tired and she couldn't walk him and he was too strong. And he's a big gray one-year-old dog, mixed breed dog. And so she surrendered him, and we put him in a kennel. And he was very friendly when he came in. We put him in a kennel, and he had an absolute meltdown, like a dramatic episode like we've never seen before, wanting out of the kennel. He was truly having, you know, what we think of as like a panic attack.
Hmm.
And we knew we couldn't adopt him from the shelter. We had to get him out of the kennel. The second we took him out of the kennel, he went back to his normal self and was perfectly happy. So we sent him to a foster home with one of our experienced foster families, and he has just blossomed. He's doing wonderfully, playing with different dogs every day, being introduced to new situations, and he's walking very well on a leash. He's not pulling nearly as hard. He's getting the training he needed. He's available for adoption, but he'll be available to be met by appointment because, obviously, doesn't do so great in the shelter.
Right.
So reach out to us at the email address we'll list at the end if you'd like to meet Roscoe.
Cool. Awesome. Great show today. Kathy Ryder, our special guest, talking about pet bereavement. And maybe 15 seconds. I know I gave you the final word earlier, but as we wrap it up, pet bereavement and its importance. Final thought from you before we end our show today.
Thanks for the final thought. It's just been so honoring for me to be able to meet so many wonderful people who have shared so generously their stories.
And it's the third Wednesdays
of every month.
Of every month at the animal shelter. Unfortunately, we could talk about this topic much, much more, but we only have a certain amount of time, and that is going to do it for the Fairfax County Animal Shelter podcast. Want to thank you for listening, and please do remember that the next time you or your family is looking for your new best friend, dog, cat, rabbit, guinea pig, whatever, come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax. The hours are Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m., and also on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter, and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You can also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And of course, look for lots of great animal pictures on Facebook and Instagram. Follow the shelter on Twitter, and be sure to check out Tips and Tales, the animal shelter television show produced by Channel 16. Thanks again for listening to the PAWcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.